644, 1320 WILS. My next guest was orphaned as a child along with four of his siblings. He went on to start a faith-based nonprofit serving orphans and widows. JT Olson with us, author of The Orphan, The Widow, and Me, paying it forward with both hands. JT, thanks for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure, Michael. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what happened? Tell me the story of how you were orphaned. What occurred there?
Well, I was 12 years old and living on a farm in northeastern Iowa with my two brothers and two little sisters. And I remember it was March of 1969. My mom and dad announced that they were going to take a trip to celebrate their 16th wedding anniversary. And we kids were kind of farmed out and to different places. But I remember Saturday night we were being brought home. And, you know, we dropped off. I was dirty. I'd been playing in the dirt all day. And so I went down to the basement to change clothes. And my older brother came down the stairs. I looked up at him and I said, "Are Mom and Dad home?" And he looked at me and he said, "Mom and Dad are dead."
Well, what did that do to you at that moment?
Well, it crushed me. I looked at him and I said, "What?" He said, "Mom and Dad are dead. They were killed in a car accident an hour ago."
Mm-hmm. Well, and what happened to the four of you then? What in terms? I mean, were there relatives you could go to? What occurred?
Well, here's the part, Michael, that's just so interesting. It's just for me. It's just now God had orchestrated this. But 3 months before the accident, my mom and dad had changed their will, and with my aunt and uncle, my mom's sister, and her husband, and they just put in their will that if anything would happen to one couple, the other couple would take them. And my aunt and uncle lived in a suburb of Milwaukee called Brookfield. Mm-hmm. And they already had three kids of their own, and they took all five of us in.
What was that like to have eight kids in the house?
Well, having eight kids in the house, it certainly stirred up their household, and it was a bit of an adjustment for us going from, you know, a very small farm in northeastern Iowa to a pretty wealthy suburb in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And that was a little bit of a culture change, and you know, but I remember, the dinner table was. You know, it was pretty crowded.
Yeah.
you ate quick.
You sound like you've kind of come to terms with it. How tough was that for you, though?
You know, it was back in 1969, and you know, I guess I come from a Norwegian background and went into a family that had German descent, and it's just kind of. Oh, it's going to be okay. Just toughen up and keep on
and
going.
Did all your siblings do as well as you then?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's obviously some challenges along the way. I mean, I didn't realize, I think I was probably in a low state of shock, low-grade shock for the first year or two. I don't remember much of eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in seventh grade when the accident happened. But, you know, it was hard. And my aunt and uncle, my aunt and my mom were best friends. I mean, here's a woman who just lost...
So she was traumatized too. Everyone across the board. I mean, some people fall into drug addictions later in life, that kind of thing. You're saying everyone made out though okay? Is that it?
We all made out okay. I probably spent quite a few years in the high school years and first year in college. What I would refer to as anesthetizing some pain.
Certainly makes sense. JT Olson with us. His book is The Orphan, The Widow, and Me. Now, you started this nonprofit serving orphans and widows. Where do you do your work then?
Where did I what?
Where do you do the work? Is it here in the U.S.? Or?
Yeah, we do projects in the United States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we work with families who are trying to raise money. We're not an adoption agency. We help families raise money. And once they got their home study done, that's when we start working with them. But
what typically have the orphans you deal with? How, I mean, do they have relatives they go to? Do they end up in the system? Well, what happens to them usually?
Well, the orphans that, I mean, I just help families raise money. A lot of times these families I work with, they adopt internationally from countries all over the place. Like we adopted in 2003 a little girl from China. And then there's a lot of people who are adopting domestically.
Okay. And you say you raise money. How do you do that?
Well, that's what's interesting, because when I tell people we raise money for adoptions and we do it by working on a widow's house, they always get that glaze in their eye, not quite understanding it. And the best way to tell you is how it works, Michael, will tell you how it started. I was basically on the board of an organization in Nashville called Bethany Christian Services, and my job was to raise funds that year, and I chose to do a golf tournament where you get, you know, 15, 20 guys, and everyone mails letters out, and says, will you sponsor me? Well, I mailed my letters out. I got a letter back from one of my buddies, and he scribbled on my letter. He didn't send a check. He just scribbled on my letter. He said, JT, if you told me you were working on a widow's house, I might sponsor you, but you're just golfing. Nice cause, but not my money. And, and it really put the idea in my head. I mean, it hurt my feelings a little bit. At the same time, I thought, that's really a good idea. And about 3 years later, this idea just kind of stuck with me, but about 3 years later, I ran into a buddy of mine at church and hadn't seen him in a couple months. I said, what's up? He said, I'm adopting 4 kids from Moldova. And I said, how much is that going to cost? He said, about $65,000. And, and keep in mind, my buddy had 3 kids of his own, and he's adopting 4. So when he said that, that resonated strongly with me. I thought, way to go, you know. And I asked him how he was going to raise that money.
Yeah, how did you do that?
He said, I have no idea. And I said, I think I got an idea, Don. So long story short, we got about 13, 14 guys. We came up with a letter. Everyone mailed a letter out to friends and family, everyone they knew, saying, would you sponsor me for the day while I work on this widow's house? And I found a widow here in Nashville that needed some help. We got all the supplies that we needed for the day donated by either local merchants or just individuals who loved the idea. And we spent the day working on this widow's house. And when it was all over, we'd raised over $55,000.
Wow. That's something people will back for sure. J.T. Olson, his book, learn a lot more about him, his story, and what he does. The Orphan, the Widow, and Me, Paying It Forward with Both Hands. J.T. Olson, right here on WILS. J.T., thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Michael.